and correction to a fretting friend. The scene I have in mind is recorded in Luke 10. It is one of the most intimate vignettes from the life of Jesus. The setting is the home of three of our Lord's closest friends, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, who lived in the village of Bethany just outside Jerusalem. For various undisclosed reasons, Jesus chose their home as a place of refuge, an ideal retreat away from the strain and press of public ministry. It was here he found safe harbor among people who didn't ask leading questions, who accepted him as he was, who were not overtly critical, and who didn't have hidden agendas. Let's again allow the scriptures to recast the poignant scene. Observe closely as these three unsuspecting individuals react to a visit from their famous friend and some of his weary and hungry disciples. Now, as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations. And she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things. But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Luke 10:38-42. Luke's story offers an eloquent study in contrast. After Martha met Jesus at the door, she must have gone straight to work preparing the meal. We know that because Luke moves quickly to describe what Mary did. He writes, "She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to his word." When Jesus showed up unexpectedly, Mary chose to seize the moment, stop everything, and listen to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations. In other words, Mary seized the opportunity, but Martha, anxious and distracted, missed it. Perhaps she couldn't help herself. After all, she was likely the oldest. Not surprisingly, Martha is acting responsibly. Unfortunately, she is so responsible that she gets everything else out of focus. Martha reached her boiling point and, in a moment of exasperation, blurted, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." I have a feeling she spoke those words to Jesus while frowning and glaring at her younger sister Mary. Hands on her hips, brow beaded with sweat, Martha likely stomped her foot in protest. Martha's out-of-balance concerns over the meal preparations prevented her from focusing on Jesus. Because her anxiety had gotten the best of her, she missed a potentially life-altering encounter with the Savior. The stress she brought onto herself strangled her ability to relish Christ's words and experience the quiet benefit of his presence. I love how our Lord responds. He gently addressed her, "Martha, Martha." Gentle Jesus, gracious and calm. He didn't deliver a thundering lecture, wagging his finger in Martha's face. He didn't throw open the family Bible and shame her into reading 10 verses aloud. None of that. I'm convinced he felt compassion for Martha. He could have even wrapped his strong arms around her and whispered, "You are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Jesus pinpointed Martha's trouble. She had allowed her anxiety of the moment to cloud her attitude and steal her joy. Often that twisted mindset shows up plain as day on our grimacing faces. I wonder if Martha's body language betrayed her internal stress. Mary had chosen a better way, the way of life and peace found at the feet of Jesus. For the rest of her life, she would be able to remember those precious hours with her beloved Savior. Martha may have known only frustration and regret had not Jesus lovingly rebuked her. After years of studying the tough stuff of anxiety and yielding to it more times than I want to remember, I've distilled what I've learned about its destructive power into 4 practical principles. They may seem negative at first glance, but when embraced and acted upon, they can become powerful antidotes against the sting of anxiety. I'll make them easy to remember by giving them to you in simple math: addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. We worry when we add unnecessary pressure to an already full plate. This is the most common error busy people make. It's the addition.